For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News, the seventh person from Seattle to speak at the Normal Conference last week in San Francisco was president of the Seattle City Council, Mr. Nick Licata.
So I want to tell you a story about Seattle and what we did, but I want to also use an analogy. I want to use a sports analogy of all things, ironically. And it sort of helps you think about, when you go back to your own community, what it is that you can do. Now, I always say that the first thing you have to ask yourself is to move the ball down the field. What do you need? You need a ball. That's very important. I mean, it seems like simple, like, yeah, okay, you need a ball. What is that ball? When you go and talk to a group of people, you start organizing about this. What is it? You need to ask someone to move on something, to act on something. In Seattle, it was the initiative. In other cities, it could be a referendum, or it could be, for instance, asking for a change in the state law. But you have to ask a group of people to do something. And what is the thing, what's the goal when you move the ball down the field? It's to make a goal. And what's the goal? It's to change the law. As long as you talk about incidents and things of that sort, we want to change the law because this is a democracy. And so what's the next element? You need players in the game. You move the ball down the road. You make a goal. Who are the players? The most critical players, the people who can actually change the law, are the politicians. How do you get to the politicians? Well, there's certain steps you have to take. The most simplest is you simply go and meet with them. I meet with people all the time. Usually they're developers who want tax breaks or basically want a zoning change. You want to put up a sky rise somewhere. But it's rare that you really get average citizens calling up and say, I have some of my neighbors together who want to get together and talk to you about something. The power of just meeting with someone is very, very influential. But you can also talk to other people because politicians in a democracy run on a regular basis for office. That means we go out and we ask for endorsements. We ask for people to vote for us. In the initiative process in Seattle, as was mentioned briefly, there are certain groups that you have to go out to, and you get them to, in basic what I say, using that sports analogy, you've got a ball, you're moving down the field, right? You got a goal, you got the players, you need equipment. The equipment are letters of endorsement. We endorse as a neighborhood group.
Should you ever get tired of the ignorance that surrounds you in regards to the drug war, please visit our website, which is drugtruth.net. The only solution to this problem will come from you. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.